If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Good morning and welcome aboard. For the next 3 hours, we invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the Mr. Fix-It Show. Your host, Lou Manfredini, is handy, witty, and some might even say the bomb. But wherever this journey takes you, you'll surely have an enjoyable time.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
At this time, please make sure your coffee is hot, radio is turned up, and tool belt is tightly fastened. All portable electronic devices must not be set to airplane mode in order to stream live.
I'm excited, and I feel relaxed, and I'm ready to party!
We know you have a choice with Bear Your Dial Lands on Saturday mornings. So on behalf of the entire cabin crew, we thank you for riding the airwaves of the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Drinks for everybody, but the pilot's a party.
Nice job! Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware. Mike Steven was so late, it's already time to take our first commercial break, Veronica. No, it's not really. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How was your week?
You know, it must not have been very exciting because I don't remember.
Because you can't remember a thing?
Yeah. You know, I was just driving in this morning thinking this coming week, it's just like so many things going on.
Uh-oh, you got a lot on your list?
Yeah, so I guess it balances out. You know, last week it was pretty mild.
Are you a suburban girl or a city girl?
I live in Northwest Indiana.
Oh, well, all right.
So I guess we'll call it the sticks.
The sticks.
I'm a sticks girl.
I was in Las Vegas this week. We were filming some 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I was in Las Vegas flying back. We were at the Builder Show and filming some stuff for our television show, House Smarts. And flying back, this gentleman sitting next to me is like, "Oh, you from Chicago?" I go, "Yeah, I'm from Chicago. How about yourself?" "Yeah, me too." I go, "Oh, where do you live?" He goes, "Buffalo Grove." I go, "That's not Chicago."
Everybody does that.
I know.
It kind of is.
It's not.
Because if, okay.
Okay. Here,
for someone like you, it's not. But I mean, if you are in, you know, California or wherever, and someone says, "Where are you from?" I'm going to say Chicago. Because if I say where I live,
a suburb of Chicago, that's what you say. It bothers me.
I just say near Chicago.
Yeah, and so here's another thing. So We, you know, my wife and I own a couple of hardware stores, which we're very proud of. And we also have a handyman service at our store up in Edgebrook, but we need to hire a new handyman. So we have been running ads. And so have you ever heard of the site Indeed.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a, Lindsay, have you ever been on the Indeed.com website?
I have not.
Okay, so it's a job searching site. Okay, so we've been posting this job on there, and you know, you put all this criteria of, and it's a part-time job. It's a good part-time job, but we say, you know, we really want you to kind of live close by because, you know, the hours are, you know, I mean, who's going to drive from Crown Point, Indiana, to the Northwest Side to come work in a handyman job? And so we put all this criteria. Everyone that applies for the job, it says, you know, we're only considering people who live in Chicago, is from. Where was the furthest one? Moni. and Gary, Indiana. You know what I mean? People don't pay attention. Oh, yeah,
no,
I'm from Chicago. I'm from Chicago. Don't say that. Northwest Indiana. I live in Northwest Indiana. I love it.
I work in Chicago. I'm in Chicago. I'm from Chicago.
You live in Wilmette.
Tomato, tomato. It is the same. I mean, it's
It
right.
is not. Stop it.
Like I said, I just
Break.
Say I live near Chicago. That kind of...
Okay, and then I have another question before we take a break. This is something that's bothered me. So yesterday, my wife and I, you know, I have an odd schedule. We went to go see a movie yesterday. We went to go see the movie 45 Years. Have you heard about this movie, Veronica?
No.
Okay. I'm not allowed to say anything bad about the movie.
Ah.
The woman that is in the movie is nominated for Best Actress. She's terrific. And it's the story of a marriage of 45 years and a surprise. You know, like, it's a surprise. Something happens in the marriage that, you know, is not really a surprise, but it's a surprise. And it's like a, you know, a little thing between the two of them. But anyway, We were in parking. There's like a park. We were in Highland Park, actually. And there's a parking lot, general parking lot. And in the parking lot, it says, don't back into the stalls. There's like a sign. Don't back in. And a little insight into my lovely wife. She loves to back in to the parking spots because then you just drive right out.
Quick getaway.
Well, right. So I don't understand the theory behind not backing in. Because don't you ultimately back out? In other words, if I back into the spot, why?
Were the spots on an angle?
Nope. And I guess this is common in a lot of suburbs where they'll say, don't back into the spot. Okay? So my point is, what is the theory behind that?
Have you seen some people try to back into spots?
Well, okay, but I mean,
maybe it takes more time.
Yeah,
it blocks more traffic for people to try to back in.
But does it really?
At the train station, yeah. I watch these people who do that. They want to get the quick getaway.
So the thing is, we were in Highland Park all day. I went out to lunch with my beautiful Aunt Rose, with my wife and I, in Highland Park. At this place called Adrian's in the Rogers Williams part of Highland Park. Lovely. Great place to go. And they have a little train station there. And when I went to go park in there, it said, don't back into the stalls. And then later when we went to the movie, it said, don't back into the stalls. And I'm like, don't you ultimately have to back out at some point? So if I drive in, you know?
Well, yeah. I'm sure it's easier to back out of a spot rather than back into a spot. But I don't know. I'm trying to Google it right now to see if anybody has any input. But
these are the kinds of questions that come to my mind first thing in the morning. When we come back, because we're so late, thank you, Mike, 312-981-7200. I just want to make him feel bad. We'll get to Nancy and Dorothy when we come back. Don't go away. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Dorothy in Crown Point, Indiana. Dorothy, I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
When you're traveling, do you travel, Dorothy?
Sometimes
sitting at the airport, you're talking to somebody and they go, oh, how you doing? Where are you from?
I live outside of Chicago.
See, you know what you are? Dorothy, you know what you are? You're a smart lady.
Thank you.
You are.
I live.
Yeah, that's where you live, Dorothy. You know what? And even though you live far away, Dorothy, before we're done talking, because you're so smart, I'm going to give you a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza because they're in Chicago.
Do you think they go all the way out to Naperville?
They have 40 plus Chicagoland locations, or you can order online at loumalnatis.com.
I also need to tell you that my husband worked in Chicago in the Loop, and they had to back their cars in because it took less space.
See? I don't get it. Somebody's like, don't back in. Don't I ultimately have to back at some point? I know. How can I help you?
I have a microwave that's not terribly old, and the top has the covering of the liquid, the white stuff is coming off of the top. Would it be a problem if I scrape that off and work with a bear with a metal top on it?
Okay, so you mean the inside of the microwave?
Right, on the inside of the microwave, whatever that covering is, if it's paint.
It's paint. It's like a porcelain paint. You can repaint that, but the thing is that you need appliance. You need a paint that's specifically designed for that because we got to make sure that it thoroughly dries, and then when it's cooking, it doesn't affect it.
But it has to have that covering on it. I can't go with a bare metal.
It can't go with a bare metal because it will start to spark on you.
Oh, all right.
So there is, you can buy Rust-Oleum. Makes a paint for that specifically. It's a specialty coating.
Available at my Ace Hardware store.
See how smart Dorothy is? Look at how smart Dorothy is.
I listen.
You're a good lady. Hold on, because we're going to get you that Lou Malnati's gift certificate. You are correct. 312-981-7. What do you want me to do? I got to break again. Man, Mike, look at all this backpedaling I'm doing, Mike Steven, his 489th show or whatever it was. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I want
want to tell you about the next Hometown Voices with Steve Cochran happening on the 29th of January. They're heading to Naperville for the next stop of the Hometown Voices tour presented by Allstate. Join the Steve Cochran Show in the live broadcast at Egg Harbor Cafe. Oh, you love Egg Harbor.
I love Egg Harbor.
Yeah. We've gone to Egg Harbor.
We have.
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
It's very yummy in Naperville on Friday, January 29th from 6 to 10. Start your day off right and come and enjoy a cafe special breakfast creation, Very Berry Pancakes, at an exclusive price just for you during the broadcast. Visit the events page at WGNradio.com for details. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. Very nice. Love Egg Harbor. They have really good omelets there.
They have good everything.
Yeah.
Their sandwich. Oh, they used to have this lobster melt that they don't have anymore, or at least the one that I go to. Oh,
really? God.
I would go there. I would get it for breakfast. It was so good.
That's great. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. This is Nancy in Naperville. Nancy, have you been to the Egg Harbor in Naperville?
Yes, I have, and I enjoy it.
What do you like getting there when you go there?
Oh, I like omelets. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Good.
How can I help you?
Always busy and full, too.
Yeah.
I have a water heater, the old type, the tank kind, and it's 5.5 years old. And now when I take a shower, I seem to be running out of hot water, and I don't take a long shower. And I'm wondering, is it the heater or what might be happening?
How old did you say the heater is?
5.5 years.
Okay, so a couple things to try before we call anybody.
Okay.
Sometimes the thermostat itself can get dusty and dirty, and if you just articulate the temperature setting, you may be able to solve this problem. So on the face of that water heater down at the bottom, there's a dial.
Yes.
More than likely, you'll see that it either has little notches, and it'll say vacation, warm. There may be a little notch that's painted white or yellow that is optimal setting, which is typically about 120 degrees where it should be. And then it'll go up to very hot.
Okay.
Take that, and what I want you to do is turn it down to warm, and then turn it back all the way up to hot. And then I want you to end on one notch hotter than the little white arrow or the little, you know, there might be one setting that you'll see is obvious that it should be set on.
Okay.
And try that for a couple of days.
Okay.
If all of a sudden you have plenty of hot water, great. It'll be a little bit hotter, probably about 125 degrees versus 120, but it should be fine. If it isn't all of a sudden, wow, I'm running out of hot water again. There could be a problem with something called the dip tube.
Okay.
All right. Now, that is something that as you start to use the water, it brings the cold water into the water tank. And what it's designed to do is bring the cold water to the bottom so that the hot water, as you're taking it from the top of the tank, you get more of. But if that breaks down or starts to, there was a problem years ago. Your heater shouldn't be part of this recall because it's newer, but they can go bad where this tube starts to break away. And so it starts to dump cold water at the higher level and you run out of water sooner. A plumber can replace this.
Okay.
Without having to replace the whole water heater.
Is that something possibly that our son could do?
Is he handy?
Yes.
Yes, he could.
Okay.
Yeah. But try this first, and if not, what he's going to have to do is turn the water heater off, disconnect the cold water connection to the heater, and then inside that is this dip tube that just pulls right out.
Oh.
It's this long plastic tube, and then you go to the plumbing supply house and say, I need a new one of these, please.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right.
Well, give it a try.
Nancy, when you travel and people ask you where you're from, what do you say?
I usually say the Chicago area.
See? Nancy, another smart Nancy. Hold on. Nancy, get, you know what, Nancy? Do you ever go to the auto show?
I haven't recently. Our kids always go because one of our sons is a mechanic.
Oh, well, then how about a pair of tickets to the Chicago Auto Show?
Oh, they would love that.
February 13th through the 21st at McCormick Place, courtesy of Fifth Third Bank. Member FDIC, an exclusive bank of the show. Mm-hmm. So you hold on a second, and when your kids say, Mom, how did you get these tickets? Because I'm so smart, and I tell people the truth.
I try.
Hold on a second, Nancy. 7:42 in the morning. You know what we have here on the Mr. Fix-It Show?
What is that?
Only smart listeners. Smart people.
Oh, really?
Who know who they are.
What do you think I am? I'm not smart. I'm your producer. And you, what are you saying?
No, I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I didn't say. I said nothing about you.
Let's see how smoothly your show runs for the rest of the rest of the morning.
You're smart and you're pretty and you're nice. Anything else you'd like me to say?
I'd you like look you to take cute. Another call.
Okay, I'd like to take another call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Lee in Chicago. Lee, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. I'm actually from Chicago.
All right, Lee.
All right.
And you agree with me, don't you, Lee?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
100%.
Smart lady.
But I have a prefab fireplace on an interior wall in a bedroom, which I'd like to remove to build a new closet. And I'm just wondering how hard that is to do and what do I have to do with the chimney and the gas line and stuff like that.
So it's a metal prefab.
Yeah.
And is it built into the room?
Yeah, it's on an angled wall that's interior to the room.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I mean, are you going to have someone do this?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there behind all that drywall.
Exactly.
So someone's going to come in and they're going to tear out the drywall, tear out the framing, that metal box and the metal. How old is your home, Lee?
It was redone in 1988, so
okay.
I imagine that's when it was.
So, you're right. I do say so. I start every answer with so. I have to stop doing that. They're going to come and take all that out. The box will come out. The chimney will come out. The biggest issue you have is the capping of at the roof level.
Yeah.
Okay? They'll take that all out and have to patch the roof in. The gas line can be abandoned. It can be sealed and abandoned in the wall and capped.
Can I just leave the chimney in and cap it on the inside without having to deal with all the stuff on the roof?
Well, you could, yeah. I mean, the only risk is if it ever leaked, you know, then you would know where the leak is. But you literally could take it all apart, go to the ceiling level, and just abandon it right there.
Okay.
You absolutely. Is there an attic space above it?
No, it's a cathedral wall. So, I mean, there's like maybe a foot.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, the only tricky part there is the way those chimneys are, they're sections that connect together.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on where that connection is, they'll be able to cut it out. But it's a by the time it gets to the ceiling and the fact that it's just a cathedral, it gets a little loosey-goosey, and if they have to try and cut that with a Sawzall, they might rattle that thing so much that it might do something to the flashing on the outside. But, yes, it's possible.
Okay.
Removing it is not it's not a big deal.
Okay.
But now you're not going to – you never use that fireplace?
Like once in 22 years.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm just trying to have a closet.
Let me ask you this. If you built a closet there, would there be another place to put a fireplace?
There's one in the living room. There's no place else in the bedroom.
Okay. The only reason I say that is there are these amazing wall-mounted gas fireplaces that hang on a wall almost like a picture. And since you have a gas line there, it could be something that you could add when you're thinking about the closet. I mean, just, you know, throwing it out there.
Yeah. No, that's a thought. I'm trying to do this on the cheap if I can.
Got it. Understood.
So I'm just wondering.
Understood. You absolutely can do this.
Okay. Great.
Right. Thank you, Lee, from Chicago.
Thank you, Lou, from Chicago, right?
From Chicago. I am from Chicago. Always have been.
Okay.
Not always have been, but I've lived in Chicago since I was 18.
Okay. That's good enough.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's 7:46 in the morning. We'll be back right after these.
You are tuned in to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's always got lots to talk about and lots of questions to answer. So give us a call, 312-981-7200 on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Oh, so that's the thing where you don't get the other side of the music. Hear it?
It's my baby calling, so I need you here.
See, there's a guitar riff that you're not getting because of your channel. A little technical talk here. Veronica and I remember this song, right, Veronica? This is a good one.
I do. Wasn't it redone, too?
Yeah, somebody redid it.
Yeah.
But we're missing the guitar side of that, Radar Love. It's a good one. Remember the name of the band?
Golden Earring.
Well, I know you know it. I was asking Veronica.
I should have known that.
It's Golden Earring. That's a good one.
I'm always.
Oh, that is a good. We were where when I so what happens is I'm driving, and I'll hear a song, and I'll text Lindsay, "Hey, we got to use this for a rejoin song." And I forget whom I was with, but the song was playing. Oh, we're in Las Vegas. And we're stuck in all this traffic trying to get from the convention center back to the hotel. And this song comes on. I'm like, that's when I texted you. And I go, this is a great song. And our photographer, Bobby, who Lindsay knows is great, and he goes, it's a great song, but this isn't that one. You don't want to hear it when you're stuck in traffic. You want to be driving on the open road listening to that song.
That is true. You know,
right?
You can turn it up really
loud. Oh, my gosh. That's a song where you hit the pedal and you go. Man, it's great. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Brenda in Wakanda. Hi, Brenda.
Hey. Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
How can I help you?
So my question is, a couple of years ago, we remodeled our kitchen, which included knocking out our dining room and our kitchen and our freestanding fireplace. We did like a...
Your dining room wall, not your dining room.
No, the whole... Well, yeah, the wall, right.
Okay.
So anyway... we put in all these can lights. So we've got like this zone can lighting. We have 27 can lights in our like family room kitchen space.
Nice.
So now that it's a couple years later, we need to add some insulation up there because we're getting a little bit of condensation leaking through a couple of the can lights. And because we took that fireplace out, we still haven't put the ceiling fan up there yet. But anyway, we're still getting some drippage through the hole that's still in the wall up there, just like a little... four-inch hole or whatever.
What do you mean the hole?
Well, I haven't picked out a ceiling fan yet, so I kind of have like this unfinished four-inch hole with a couple wires coming out of it because I haven't picked my ceiling fan yet, so it's just kind of there.
How long ago did you do this project?
Yeah, a couple months ago today.
Oh, okay, a couple months, okay. All right, well, that's all right.
Two years ago.
All right, two years ago, okay. You don't want to rush into that, you know, because the fan styles are very difficult.
Well, the fan that I want is very expensive, so I'm trying to justify the cost.
What fan do you want? I know which one you want. The Haiku.
Yes. Oh, I'm not sure if I could say the manufacturer name on
there. Crazy. That thing costs a fortune.
It is. So that's why I have a hole in my ceiling still, because I can't really justify the cost of it.
Are you married, Brenda?
Yes, I am.
And does your husband keep pushing back about the fan?
You know, not really. He's a really good husband. He is like, if you want to go get it, just get it. But I'm the budgeter in the family, so
I know.
Like, oh.
Go get the stupid fan. You know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you right now. If that's what you want,
I know I should just get it.
Right, because you'll go and get something else, and you'll be like, you'll settle. And here's the thing: when you settle, then you're bummed.
Yeah, and that is very true, but it's the fact that it's such an expensive fan.
I know.
Anyway, which is going to totally make this whole other project sound minuscule, because now that we need to insulate the can lights in the attic before we put additional insulation up there, the covers are, you know, I guess they're, what, $14, $15, $16, something like that, dollars, but I need like 30 of them or 33 of them or
something.
Wait,
so you haven't even put the trims up yet?
The trim. Oh, yeah, no, everything's all good. Like, you mean the
covers?
Trims, that's all good.
Yeah, what covers?
In the attic.
Right.
Like, in the attic, I need to put, they sell these, like, insulating domes that you can put on top of your can lights from the attic space.
Right. What's up in that attic now? Is it insulated now?
Yeah, and we just need to add, because it's my home was built in the 70s. So
right, but when you put these can lights on, did you put in IC cans?
Oh, that one I don't know. I'm sure we put the right ones in. I'm just not sure exactly.
Right, because IC cans means you can insulate around the can housings. So the can, the housings, when you go up there, should be these metal boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if that's what you have, and you'll look, there should be a sticker on it that says IC, meaning that it's an insulated can, then you just need to put, you can just put more insulation around it.
Okay.
Okay? You don't need
that. I have to check on that.
Yeah, so check on that, and you don't have to buy the special boot that goes around it. And then
that'd be cool. So is there a chance that they're not IC cans? I mean, did I have a choice at the store when I was buying them?
You did. There's a chance.
Standing right there with me when I was looking at them.
Who did the work?
We hired somebody to do it.
An electrician?
Yeah.
Okay, so they knew you were going to insulate it.
Well, in theory, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would.
They should have.
You need to check that out because that could be a potential fire hazard. However, you have one other choice, and this can help you too. LED trim lights.
Yes. Okay, so I do have the LED trim lights. So that was my other question. So they're not really getting hot up there.
Correct.
So technically, if they're not getting hot, then there's no chance of fire.
Well,
you
want to make sure you're doing it right. A number one, you
exactly.
have to make. A number one, you got to make sure those are insulated can lights, and that you can put additional insulation in there. Then that should help temper the leaking, the condensation that you're getting. Make sure all the electrical pipes up there are insulated as well, because that can transfer the cold also and cause this condensation. And then that fancy new Haiku fan you want to put in there, when you run that bad boy, when it's really cold outside, is going to help to temper the excessive moisture up high, which is going to help to eliminate that as well. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm running late, and I have to do Noodaloo too. Wait. Why am I waiting? Hold. Give it a little intro. Okay. We got contacted by a PR company, and this little item is something that if you are painting at all, what's the biggest hassle? Listen to this.
With a little two-year-old running around our house all the time, nicks on our wall are nowhere near uncommon. But then when I want to touch up those walls, it's a pain in the butt, right? You got to get out the big old paint can, pry the top open, find a brush, do the touch-ups, clean the brush, seal the paint can back up, only to have it back to perfect so that the next day, I can find another nick.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
This week's new Tulu 2 is going to make my life a lot easier and yours as well. It's called My Paint Saint, and it's a paintbrush in a can. A solution that enables you to quickly and easily touch up paint. It's a high-quality brush that's actually built right into the lid of the airtight can. The brush never dries out and never requires cleaning. That's the best part. The lid twists right on and off. No screwdrivers or mallets needed. Inside ridges allows you to wipe off the excess paint, and then the lid actually doubles as a drip catcher, so you can forget about those old newspapers or paint cloths. Finally, this is an effortless way to do touch-ups on the fly. And a great way to stow away that extra paint. Hello. Touch up those marks in just seconds as if it never happened. Put it on a shelf and then bring it out the next time you need it, which in my case will be tomorrow.
Oops.
It's great for homeowners, businesses, hotels, motels, stores, churches, schools, anywhere there's paint. You can find out more at mypaintsaint.com. One paint saint goes for about $15. The more you buy, the more you save. There's a great video online that shows you how it works. Again, mypaintsaint.com. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNradio.com, also on his Facebook page, and up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's new to Lou 2.
This is a good one. Imagine a ball jar, right? Picture the ball jar with the threaded cap that you would, the top you would put on a ball jar. And imagine if a paintbrush was stuck through that metal lid on the ball jar. That's what this is, but it's plastic.
I think that was his prototype too, the guy that
right,
invented
when the
it.
Guy invented it, did a ball jar, and this is so smart. The can, it's about the size of a ball jar, but it's not that shape. What he did is smart with the brush. The brush that he used is
a very soft nylon brush. And so when you're going to touch up, you know, you don't want this stiff brush. You want something that is kind of more gentle so that you can gently add the paint to it. This is really smart. And the fact that he has a little washer on there to seal up when you put the lid back on and then you screw it on there, it tightens back up. There you go. If you're a maintenance guy, this is your new best friend, because then you never have to wash this brush. And you could put this on your touch-up cart. You know, when I go to the Y and work out at the Y in Niles, I always see the guys running around with the paint cart, and they got all these gallons of paint. They're constantly touching up around there. This is awesome. We need to start selling these in our hardware store because this is cool. It could be a little cheaper, but, you know, he's starting out. I get it. Once he gets some retail going, I think the price will come down a little bit. You know, it's all about making more and more. Really smart. This is super smart. Up on our webpage, My Paint Saint is what it's called, and their website is mypaintsaint.com. Very smart invention, and I think he's going to do really, really well for that. That tone you heard, man, it's 8:01 in the morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
Hey, baby. I ain't asking what you Thanks, Big O. 8:11 in the morning. I am Lou Manfredini. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Permaseal Basement Systems and by ChevyDriveChicago.com. They got a brand new Chevrolet, has a brand new... Veronica, would you ever buy an electric car?
I would. I'm kind of a environmentalist type.
Right.
So
you're a California girl.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, nut and berry and the whole nine yards.
Sticks and twigs for breakfast, yeah.
You used to love, you had a huge crush on Yule Gibbons, right? Right?
Yes. Right? I still eat grape nuts,
too. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I didn't for years eat grape nuts, and I think we were at the store once, my wife and I, and there was a thing of grape nuts, and I go, I used to love grape nuts, and they're still good.
They are. They taste exactly the same.
They taste exactly the same, and it just reminds me of Yule Gibbons, and for those of you that have no idea who Yule Gibbons is, you have to be a certain age, mm-hmm. and it's delicious.
I eat them in my yogurt.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't stand soft foods. I'm just not a big soft food fan. I got to have the crunch.
So you need a little crunch.
Yeah, but you got to leave them in there for just a little bit, or otherwise...
Or they get soggy.
Just slightly soggy. If you eat them right away, you break your teeth.
Right, right.
But if you leave them too long, then they're kind of mush.
I love the... What's the Nature Valley? They have the... You know Nature Valley granola bars?
Mm-hmm.
They have a new... They've made them softer.
Oh, really?
You know how they were super hard?
They're good, but they crumble everywhere.
Right. Well, they really did a smart advertising thing, because I think most people, I always liked them, but they would break your teeth when you took a bite out of them, or they'd fall apart. And so they did a whole ad campaign where, like, we get it. And they show somebody dropping a bowling ball on one and, you know, people pounding nails with it. And now they've changed the mix of it a little bit.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Anyway, we were talking about electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would buy an electric car. I think it's a cool idea. And, you know, I work with the folks at Chevrolet, and they're coming out with a brand new, I think it's going to be available in the fall, an affordable electric car called the Chevy Bolt.
Really? Affordable? You got me there.
30 grand.
Hmm.
200-mile range. How far is your commute?
65 miles each way. So I would be able to go back and forth easily.
Overnight, you plug it in and it'll charge it up.
Hmm.
Isn't that something?
That is kind of cool.
Think about that. Never stopping for gas again. Now, I mean, you can't go to St. Louis, right?
Right.
But why would you want to go to St. Louis? But you could go to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Right?
I was just thinking, if you were going to do a cross-country trip, you'd have to plan out really...
You need to stop. Right. I mean, that's where the thing with the electric. But if you're a city driver where you're, you know, kind of the, for the most part, you know, I'm thinking I do a lot of driving in the city when I'm in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I go from here a lot to the airport, and my car sits at the airport, and then I come back. And they have charging stations at the airport for electric cars.
Mm.
Right? So
I'm telling you, it is in the next less than 10 years, we're going to see more and more electric cars. I mean, so then here's the thing. You know, everybody's talking about the oil prices and how low it is and there's a glut and blah, 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 blah. We're getting away from that. And that's not it. It's I would buy it in a second. I got to tell you, that Chevy Bolt that, I mean, I've looked at it online. It's a cool looking car.
I'll tell you what, Lou, you get it. And then immediately tell me what you think.
Okay.
And then I'll go get it.
All right.
I don't have a lot of luck picking out vehicles.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Well,
you know?
It's my favorite thing to talk about. Cars.
Mm-hmm.
If I was not Mr. Fix-It, I'd be Mr. Car.
All right, well, I really know who to come to next time.
Absolutely.
I need one.
Lindsay, mm-hmm. Right? Who's Mr. Car?
You even said that yesterday in your WGN TV.
I'm Mr. Car.
You are.
I love cars. All kinds of cars. Everything. I want a classic car. I want the fancy. I love cars. I should do a car show.
You should.
In my extra time.
Yeah.
Right. Right after this, we're going to do Lou Talks Cars.
You're going to get a text from your wife.
Right. Exactly. Stop it.
2 seconds.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up after 8:30 this morning, there's an interesting PR play that's been going on at my favorite place in the whole wide world, Misericordia. There's a young lady who has made it her mission to take Misericordia cookies and take pictures of the cookies with celebrities. And you'd be amazed at the people she has cornered and have been willing to take pictures. Who doesn't want to take a picture with a cookie? Right? I got to do this too. Like when I go to New York, right? I mean, I'm going to ask her. If it's okay if I take the pictures.
Cookies, or you know what you need to do? I think you were even talking to Mike Steven about this. You need to, like, get your cell phone up there and say, hi, this is, you see all these people at the Today Show.
Right. Holding a cookie.
Holding a cookie.
I love Misericordia cookies.
Yeah.
Like a little video.
Right.
Right?
Piggyback with her.
I like it. That's a good idea.
It's coming up.
Right. Okay. We'll do that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Ellie in Skokie. Ellie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. I'm still Aunt Mary's friend.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Oh, very nice. She told me never to take your call again.
I know. Well, because this is a short call. I will call again because I've got a lot of questions. Eventually, we're going to sell the house. Not while my husband is still here because he'll stay here forever. He won't empty out the basement. But I'm planning ahead.
Wait, are you listening to what you just said?
Yes.
Not while my husband is still here.
Right. Okay. I mean, in the world.
I see.
You know,
because
so I'm planning ahead. But this is just a simple plan right now.
Okay.
Right now, it's replacing the kitchen sink. We remodeled a while ago, and I shouldn't have listened to him. We got a cast iron sink, and it has more scratches on it than I have wrinkles on my face.
Listen.
Listen.
I think what you can do is take that Chamonix and you can put it on the sink and on your face.
I think I'll try that.
No.
Anyway, I need to know, even though I go on the internet and you can't believe everything that's on the internet, what
right.
is the best sink to get where it won't show scratches and stuff? What material?
Let me ask you this first.
Yeah.
When you say you have scratches, what is it, a white porcelain sink?
It's a white cast iron sink.
And how old is it?
I'd say about 10 or 15 years.
Oh, all right, well.
Yeah, and they won't
what do you
come
And
on.
What do you use to clean it?
Everything, Scrub Daddies, I don't know. I mean,
have you tried Barkeep? Oh, so you've done like a kitchen cleanser.
Oh, yes.
Nothing.
That's old hand.
Old
I mean,
school.
Old thing, yeah, oh, yeah. No, we have to get a new sink, plus the fact he has no room in it. We want to get one sink to
Do we want a double sink, a single
no,
sink?
No, we want a single because you got to wash his the big popcorn pot
okay.
that he uses.
Okay, so, and this is an overmount sink?
Yes, an overmount sink, and it's got an underneath. Well, he's going to put it in maybe. So we want to know.
Right, so you got to keep him around until he at least gets the sink in, and then you can sell.
And,
then once you're done with him, you can sell the house.
No, I'm going to have to call you back because there's another problem, but I can't organize it in my thoughts. I don't want to take up too much time.
Understood.
So, yeah.
Okay, so you have a couple choices. There are synthetic sinks that you can buy that are white. What is the countertop?
Yeah, we want black.
Oh, all right. Well, there are synthetic sinks you can buy that are black.
Okay.
that are pretty durable. American Standard sells some. The thing that I would tell you to do is go to a I want you to go more to a plumbing showroom to look at it. You're in Skokie.
Plumbing showroom.
Yeah. You know where there's not too far from you is there's that Studio 41.
Yeah, it's right around the place here.
And they'll have a nicer selection of sinks. What you want to do is take the measurement, the width and the depth.
Yeah, I have that. Okay.
On the countertop as well. And then the depth of how deep the sink is you have now.
Okay,
because they're going to want to know that. And then you can also consider a stainless steel sink.
Nah, you know why? Because I heard it leaves fingerprints, and I heard it's harder to keep clean looking. And I'm not what they call a balabusta, and I don't. That's Yiddish for a person who does everything wonderfully, a woman. And they don't have an opposite word in Yiddish.
I love the Yiddish talk on the morning. That's great. Bala, what's it called?
A balabusta. It's a woman who does everything. I mean, she cooks and she cleans and that's not me. And, oh, God. And I've asked people, what is the opposite word? And, no, there is none. They won't allow it. I don't know if I'm telling the truth. Don't believe everything I say because I probably just insulted all the people I know. Anyway.
Well, we'll be getting all kinds of calls.
Yes.
We'll take Yiddish calls after 9 a.m.
Okay.
So if you don't want that, then go to a place like Studio 41 and look for, they have these composite sinks. I will tell you that black, while it's nice, you still have to keep that clean, you know.
True.
You think about it. There's nothing as beautiful as a black car when it's clean.
I know,
but it shows,
I don't
know. Right, so it shows the dirt. But
I know.
You get a good synthetic sink, nice and sturdy, and overmount like that. It'll go in pretty easily, and it won't show the kind of scratches, and it's a little more forgiving. The other thing is Corian makes overmount sinks as well, and the beauty part of that is it's a solid material all the way through that if it does scratch or nick, you can sand it right out.
Right. Where, you know what? I haven't seen Corian on the internet so much. Where do they?
It's through dealers, so you got to go through dealers.
But
if you go to a nice showroom like that, you should be good.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. And I will call you again, and I know you're going to be dreading it. But
No. You're my little balabusta.
You've got to find the opposite word.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
8:22 in the morning. Lou Manfredini will take a quick break and be back right after this.
Hey, you. That's right, I'm talking to you. It is time to fix that leaky faucet. And you? Mm-hmm, you know who you are. Aren't you getting sick of your wife nagging you about that cold basement? Well, pick up that phone and call Lou. 312-981-7200. We're here till 10 on the Mr. Fix-It Show on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
8:28 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200. Let's talk to Lisa in Park Ridge. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lou, how are you?
Park Ridge, that's another place where you can't back into the spots.
That's true.
Why is that?
I have no idea.
Isn't it crazy?
Yes.
Don't you have to back out at some point?
Yes.
Okay. I would think that when you're in particular, so, you know, we drive a Chevy Tahoe. It's a lovely car. It's a big car. When you're driving into a spot and you're looking around, you have a view of everything. Oh, I'm going to back in now because I can see everything. And then when I leave, I'm looking forward, pulling out. I would think that would be safer.
You would think so.
Lisa, when you and I are king and queen, we are going to change the world, right?
Yes.
How can I help you, Your Highness?
I have a bathtub that must have been refinished before we moved into the house. It was blue. It was refinished white. Now it's chipping. So my question is, do I refinish it again white, or would I be better off doing something like a bath fitter?
What's the rest of the bathroom like?
Tiled.
And it's in decent shape?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. Typically, a refinishing job on a bathtub, you get about 5 years before you start to see chips and whatnot. In particular, when you change the color, it doesn't last as long. How long have you been in this home?
20 years.
Oh, wow. And this is the first you're seeing the chipping?
No. The chipping had probably happened, I'd say, like maybe 10 years ago. I noticed the first one.
Right.
My husband said 5 years ago.
Okay. And what's the overall plan with this house that lives in the community where you can't back into the spots?
We're planning on living here till we, can't anymore.
It's funny how we get to that point, right? As we get older, we're like, okay. So now my other thing is this bathroom. Is it something that you and your husband say, wow, I really wish that we could remodel this bathroom?
I don't think so.
Okay. Is this the main bathroom?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you have that tub refinished again, you're going to spend $500-600.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll probably get another 5, maybe even 10 years before you start to see, maybe not 10, 5 to 7, okay? If you go do a type of bath fitter or a rebath or something like that, you're going to spend about $2,500 or so, maybe $3,000. And they'll do the walls and the tub and the whole, and it'll look really nice, don't get me wrong. But then you're also going to say, oh, maybe we should do some shower doors and this and that. And all of a sudden, it's $4,000.
Right.
So it all depends on what you want to spend. I have no problem with those overlays when they're done properly. And they really do look nice. But here's the thing is, how many baths do you take?
Well, say like 10. I usually take them in the winter.
Yeah.
When it's cold, not necessarily in the summer.
Okay. So you like having a tub is my point.
Yes.
Okay. Because as we future-proof our houses and we think about, like your husband said, we're going to live here till we can't, at some point putting in a shower base that makes it a little easier to get into down the line might make sense.
We've got a shower, just like a shower downstairs.
Okay.
So this is just upstairs.
In talking to you and figuring out what it is, I think you'd probably be better off refinishing the tub that you have.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate your input.
You got it. Remember, Lisa, don't back into those spots.
I won't. I promise.
All right, good. I want you to get a ticket. 8:32 in the morning.
Delicious. Over here. Hello.
Hey, man, we've all got our problems, whether it's in the kitchen, in the yard, in the garage, in the bathroom, in the bedroom. Well, actually, let's save that for another show. Lou can help. Now back to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. 8:39 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Good morning, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. My guest joining me in the studio is Paula Conrad. You're not any relation to Paul Conrad, are you?
I'm not. I wish.
No, you don't. He's not he's not a nice man. Everybody thinks he's a nice man. When I first met Paul, I used to call him Curly, but he doesn't have any hair anymore. I still call him Curly. No, I'm kidding. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Paula Conrad is in a studio. I was traveling. And, I'm Mr. Social Media, right, Lindsay? She knows I'm Mr. Social Media. But I do really like, can you turn that off so I can talk to you? I am a Twitter fan where I follow a lot of stuff on Twitter. I like to watch it for news, and I happen to follow DNA Info.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a story on this idea that you had as it pertains to Misericordia. First, tell us a little bit about who you are and your connection to Misericordia.
So I volunteer with Misericordia. I help with PR and marketing. I used to work at Misericordia, and now I work at ComEd in community affairs.
Okay.
So about 7 years ago, I went to Misericordia and said we should start a Facebook page for the bakery, just to promote all of their baked goods and how they ship around the country.
Right.
And obviously, we would put pictures of the bakers, scooping cookie dough and all of the products, but thought, let's do something different. And that's how this idea came about.
Okay, so the idea was that you wanted to get pictures of celebrities holding the cookies.
Correct. And it started with, let's just think about politicians and beloved media personalities.
Who love to show up
like
at Misericordia
you.
And they support it, which is great.
Right.
And you said your very first picture was?
Senator Durbin at Family Fest. And then the second was you, Lou.
Which I can remember
being at Family Fest, and I said, I don't remember that it was you. It was a sunny day. We were there at the family. Mm-hmm. Lou, wait, I got to take a picture of you with a cookie. I'm like, yeah, sure. Here, of course. You know, and they handed me a cookie, and you took a picture. But then it sort of, it had a life of its own.
It did. So in my job at ComEd, I work in community affairs, so I'm fortunate I can go to a lot of different events around town. And started thinking about, oh, they always have, you know, celebrities at those or keynote right. speakers. I'll throw a cookie in my purse. And instead of, you know, they do those photo opportunities, instead of me being in the picture, I'll say, can I get a picture with you? But instead of me, can you hold this cookie made by people with Down syndrome and disabilities at Misericordia?
Right.
So the first big one, I would say, was at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Dinner in Chicago, and Tom Hanks was there.
That's awesome.
And he was giving an award to Jim Lovell, whom he portrayed in Apollo 13. So that was the first big one that we got and
That's
took off
awesome.
From there.
Now, okay, so you're doing all this, and I think it's just a neat, it's a fun idea. Who doesn't want to take a picture with a cookie?
Exactly.
Right? I mean,
everybody's
it's,
a good
there's
sport.
No, there, and even I'm sure that for many people, who don't know what Misericordia is, you know, you can give them a quick little 5-second introduction about this is who we are and this is what we do. And, you know, we bake these cookies to, you know, fund all the programs and everything at Mis. What are we going to do with it? We got to do something with it. Like a wall of something, right? With all these great pictures.
I agree. Let's put it out here on Michigan Avenue.
Or
big wall of pictures.
Right? Wouldn't that be fun?
I'd love it.
So you're running around, and now are you also asking people to get pictures for you, or are you just kind of doing it on your own?
So there are a couple people who have really gone above and beyond. One is a friend, Amy Sheridan. She just left the White Sox, but she was great. She's the one who actually we were able to get Snoop Dogg, and he was throwing out the first pitch, and she called. She's like, you get a cookie over here. He's going down. So, and then there's a gentleman involved with Misericordia. His name's Brian Battle, and he was able to get Wayne Gretzky and a few others. So they're also ambassadors for this idea.
So you're putting this up on the Misericordia Bakery Facebook page, these
Correct.
Photos, right?
Yes.
That's great. I think it's such a neat, fun idea. When I read the piece in DNA Info, you know, I immediately called Lois, I told Lindsay, go get a hold of Lois. We got to get a hold of Paula Conrad and talk to her. And you were nice enough to come down because I just think it's a wonderful different way to promote all the great things that Misericordia does. And I know that for those that listen to this show know that my wife and I, my entire family, have been involved for many, many years with Misericordia, trying to promote this amazing place with 600 adults and children with developmental disabilities and the fine work that they do every single day, 24/7.
It's the best place in the world.
It's the best place in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have never been there, or experience the people that work there and volunteer there, like people like you. I mean, you have a full-time job, and you're taking time out of your full-time job to do this. It really is just, you can't describe how wonderful it is. And I will do whatever I can to get pictures of people with cookies.
I will shellac a cookie for you to take around the world.
I will take it with me. And we got to get the Cookie Monster.
Oh, good idea.
I once met the Cookie Monster. This was years ago. But we could get him to do that.
He's going down.
Right.
Yeah.
All I got to do is, it's very hard to find Sesame Street. It's not on the Google Maps.
How
for
surprising.
Some reason. But it's somewhere in New York, right? We got to do that.
We'll go there.
We got to figure that out. So I love this. Tell people how they can see some of these pictures, where they can go to see all the different pictures of celebrities that you have taken with Misericordia cookies.
So on Facebook, just look up Misericordia, and it's MISERICORDIA, Hearts and Flower Bakery. We're on Twitter. You can Google it, and you can see all the pictures, but importantly, order cookies. So
right.
We right now have, it's cookie of the month. It's oatmeal with raisins and walnuts, and it's $20 a baker's dozen, and that includes shipping, so you can ship it anywhere.
You know what this is right here? A tin of cookies that Paula brought us of delicious cookies. That's awesome.
Enjoy.
These are chocolate chip. These are great. Of course, these are the ones that are diet, right?
Oh yes, no right. calories.
There's the one these. The, what I want people to know about the Misericordia cookies is actually when you eat the cookies, you lose weight.
Yes, and it's your good deed of the day.
Correct. Right. So it's sort of like Weight Watchers for cookies. Right? Exactly. There's no, it's 0 points. If you're on Weight Watchers, it's zero
yes.
points.
Someone once said Misericordia cookies, you crack them in half and the calories fall right out.
So right. I'm going to try that.
Good to go.
Paula Conrad, a fine volunteer spokeswoman for Misericordia. I love this idea. Anything we can do to help, you let me know.
Thank you. And can I give one shout out to somebody?
You can shout out as much as you want.
So I just want to thank the CEO of ComEd and Premajori, where I work. She this week ordered 2,500 pounds of cookies to send to all of ComEd's employees. So I just want to thank her for
that's
that
awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was reading with this terrible storm, you folks have already sent crews like driving to Pennsylvania.
They're there. Yep.
They're already there.
They're ready to help.
That's got to be so much fun driving in a giant truck, yeah. right? All the way to Pennsylvania. I'm sure those guys love that.
Oh, sure.
Well, I do like how the reciprocity happens with these power companies where they all kind of go help each other out, right? Because
yes.
they know it's just a crazy thing. And if stuff happens here, they all come here and... That's amazing.
Everyone helps each other.
Yeah, that's great. 2,500 pounds of cookies.
Yes. So everyone at ComEd is going to be eating Misericordia cookies.
I want you to go, everyone I want right now to turn their lights on. Every light you have in the house, turn it on.
So well, we believe in energy efficiency.
Exactly. Just for a little bit, a little spike so they can buy more cookies from Misericordia. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I appreciate you doing that. 8:47 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Would you please say the word kibitzer with the emphasis on the kib instead of the kibitzer?
Oh, Jose, shalom bimromav.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
You said kibitzer.
With Lou Manfredini.
Uyase shalom aleinu.
I've said the kibitzer instead of kibitzer.
He's here to take your calls.
Wait, now say yes. it again. How do I say it?
Kibitzer.
Kibitzer.
No, see, you said it wrong already.
To answer your questions.
Kibitzer.
Or just take some constructive criticism.
Kibitzer.
That's better.
Oh, and did I forget to mention his area of expertise? Call us with any of your home improvement questions.
That makes me laugh every time I hear it. That is so funny. 8:55 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Myrna in Hoffman Estates. I never hear the name Myrna.
Not anymore.
Have you had that name all your life?
Since Myrna Loy made motion pictures, yes.
Myrna Loy. Boy, you're going way back now.
That's
wow.
who I was named after, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That's a beautiful name, Myrna. I love that.
Thank you. I love you, Lou.
I love you, Myrna.
I love you more. I do.
How can I help you?
It's when your listeners listen over a period of time, you talk about products. It may not apply to them at the time, but they will. And I am woken at night by the lovely fragrance that Fresh Wave will not eliminate. By skunk in my backyard, are my neighbors. And to get a trapper out here is very, very, very costly, and the mm-hmm. community doesn't have one on its payroll,
mm-hmm.
so we have to get a private one. And I've heard you talk, and I think it was Lindsay that I got to speak to that mentioned spray away.
Correct.
Now, that sounds like it would be a wonderful method in the warmer months,
yeah.
but what do we do to discourage? I mean, I've got pot. It's like Animal Kingdom back here.
You know,
where's Marlon Perkins when I need him?
I'll be in the truck while, what was his friend's name?
I don't remember.
Remember the guy that used to go, well, he goes and wrestles the alligator. Remember?
Yeah, I do
You have
remember,
no idea
yes.
what we're talking about, do you, Lindsay?
Mutual of Omaha. Right.
Wild Kingdom. Marlon Perkins, and he had an assistant.
Yes, he did.
And he
the,
would say.
The flunky, I thought.
He would He had a monkey. I think he had a monkey. And he would say, I'm going to be in the truck while Jim goes and wrestles with the alligator. And now a word from Mutual of Omaha. Is Mutual of Omaha even still in business?
They are my Medicare provider.
Of course they are.
As a matter of fact. Yes, of course
they are.
Yes.
All right. Well, good. Well, then I'm glad they're still around. And yes. God bless.
Who am
God,
I?
God rest.
I'm glad I'm still around.
Exactly. You and Marlon. You're not Marlon Perkins. He's not
no,
with us.
No, God rest his
Okay.
Soul.
So here's the thing. The skunk population is a huge problem around the whole Chicagoland area. And it keeps growing and growing. I'm surprised
You know, the thing is, the weather, because it's been so mild, they're not hibernating yet, which is what they do. I know when I walk the dogs in the evening, I will see some skunks walking, down across the street and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I'm holding them back. Hey, stay here. You're not going to want to get any piece of that. Mm-hmm. So this is still occurring now with you guys in your neighborhood.
It's not only the skunk. The skunk leave their calling card.
Right.
I had a possum that on my back porch that was like the size of a small alligator. It's not funny. I'm a little old lady, sweet little old lady. What am I going to do with? Well, I can't even wear the coat.
Yeah. So the spray away is not going to it's not going to work because you need to connect it to a hose. And so in the wintertime, this isn't it's not a viable option for you. In the winter months, the only thing you can try is using these products that are like a predator. Although if you're a skunk, you're not scared of anybody. There are these, there's a product called Scoot, which is a spray that you can apply that smells like a predator. Shake Away is another powder that you can place around the area that smells like the urine of a fox or a coyote. The problem with those is you have to keep reapplying, and when it's really cold, the odor of it is reduced.
Okay.
Now, the Fresh Wave will work if you get sprayed, but it isn't going to do anything in the air. I mean, you can burn some Fresh Wave candles. The candle is actually the best way to deliver the odor neutralizing effects of it in a home. So if you're noticing that, wow, I'm really smelling this skunk spray inside my home, I'd buy a couple of those candles and light those to use until it warms up. Mm-hmm. What you need is that we need it to get cold for a number of days to help to get these guys to go back to sleep. They're delirious now. They wake up, it's warm. They're like, oh, here comes spring. You know, we get a day, it's 40 degrees. And they go out. If you see them, if you actually see the skunks, in particular at night, they look like they're drunk because they're like half asleep. And, and then they're going around going, hey, I'm going to lift my tail up. And so try the candles in the meantime. You can try the shake away around the bushes. In the springtime, the spray away, if you know where they're coming, stick that in the ground, connect it to a hose, and then point it in the direction where they normally come. And when they come by, it's going to spray them. They're going to spray when they get sprayed because it's going to scare the living you-know-what out of them. But then it will eventually drive them to other areas. Thank you so much for the phone call.
The trimming of the wick and the paraffin thing is just getting me in the mood. Hold on, let's just nip one thing. What did we learn today, Keeney?
That I need to buy more expensive candles.
Right, and?
And trim my wick.
And trim your wick.
9:09 in the morning. The Mr. Fix-It Show, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by CleanFireplace.com and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Also, that is our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment coming up after 9:30. Before we do that, you know, we've go see lots of movies. My wife's a huge fan of the movies and the Oscars. A lot of controversy. You know, she someday will be, she and our friend Marianne will be future members of the Academy, maybe as they're, redoing everything.
Do they have their speeches ready?
Well, I mean, they'll just be members, voting members, and maybe they'll bring more diversity into the whole thing.
Oh, Marianne
does
it too?
Oh, my gosh, she's kidding me. She would be the first member of the Academy before Mary Beth, of
course.
Does
she watch it with you guys? Or do you guys all watch it together or just text all the time?
No, they text back and forth, like, oh my gosh, can you believe her dress and this and that? So anyway, you and I were talking about movies. And you, because you're a member of the Screen Actors Guild, mm-hmm. get the screeners.
My favorite part.
Right. So I watched the movie Joy with Jennifer Lawrence, mm-hmm. which I didn't realize they call her J-Law.
I said something to you, and you said, J-Low.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Veronica, are you a moviegoer?
Not really. You know, every once in a while I go.
Really?
Yeah, I'm always too busy. Got stuff, you know?
So Mary Beth said, she says to me, the movie Joy is not a great movie, but Jennifer Lawrence is very good. You should see it, she said, because you're going to love the whole entrepreneurial thing. Mm-hmm. Okay? You saw the movie?
I did.
What did you think?
I actually was pleasantly surprised. I didn't know anything about it, and so I wasn't sure what to expect, and I really liked it. Okay. And I wanted to, like, solve the world's problems after the movie was done.
Right. So do you know who the movie's based on?
Joy.
Joy who? Joy Mangano.
Yes.
Do you know who that is?
QVC.
Well, right. And then HSN.
HSN.
And do you remember?
I was going to ask you this.
You and I had dinner with her.
It is like one mind.
Right?
I was going to ask you that. I was like, I wonder if this is the woman we sat next to at the restaurant for.
We go to the Houseware show every year to do stuff for House Smarts and the show. And a PR firm that we do stuff with invites us to a private dinner at Art Smith's restaurant,
table
which is now
52.
Closed.
Oh, wasn't it table 52? Is that right?
52 or 51?
51, whatever.
Right, it's closed now.
Huh, I didn't know.
They had the whole second floor mm-hmm. for the whole thing. And you and I sat at the table. Joy sat right across from me. You were sitting next to her and her daughter.
I totally remember, and I had fried chicken. I was pregnant.
Yes, with your first daughter.
With my first. Oh, my God.
And that was Joy Mangano.
I even thought about, I was like, I wonder, because I actually thought that it might have been, what's the girl from Shark Tank?
Lori Grenier.
That's cool. I thought, like, when we first started, or right. when I first started watching Shark Tank, I thought, I wonder if that's the girl that we sat next to, but that wasn't her, obviously. So it was this woman. Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy, right? Wow. And her family's crazy. I mean, based in the movie, I don't know if it's for real, but right? Her family and the whole situation was crazy in the movie, didn't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, that's insane.
Living with, I mean, I don't want to give too much away.
But
the whole story about how this kind of very bright woman created this whole industry, Joy Mangano, who's now the queen of HSN. And when I, years ago, for those of you that may remember, I used to do stuff on Home Shopping Network before you and I worked together. I used to go down there every weekend and do home stuff. Joy Mangano was like the queen down there. Her business is worth like $150 million a year, what she does on Home Shopping Network, and then all the other stuff that she does.
She couldn't have been nicer. She was very sweet.
Oh, my God. She was great, remember? Mm-hmm. And it was wasn't it a whole Corningware or something? She had something to do with Corningware? Right? And they served us on those plates, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's who we had dinner with that night.
Crazy.
Right. And I knew who she was when we had dinner, but I didn't know enough. I didn't know any of this.
No, I didn't.
Right.
I didn't know anything. I didn't even know that was who it was. The movie was about. But I did like the movie. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So that's why I wanted to share the joy with you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Carol in Tinley Park. Hi, Carol. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I hope you can help me. I have a window problem. My whole west wall of my townhouse is double-hung windows, and I heard you talk about zip-away because the air comes on, you know, where the two meet.
Yeah.
And I put that on this year, and that's fine. But then I heard somebody say, I think they were trying to replace you one Saturday. You were vacationing. Two fellas talked about you could adjust the inside of the window, the sides, like the sides of it, some kind of tension thing.
Right.
Do you know what that? I want to try to do that, and I don't know if I can do it or I need somebody to do it.
Well, depending on the type, depending on the windows, on the double hungs, what operates the windows up and down are called the balancers, you know, that are spring loaded, that they lock in place, and those can be adjusted. But typically, in order to do that, the trim needs to come off. And there's a little bit of window work that has to happen to make sure that that it all works.
Oh, that sounds complicated.
What are the windows that you have, Carol? Are they wood? Are they aluminum? Are they vinyl?
They're wood on the inside, but they're vinyl on past the inside.
On the outside.
Yeah.
And so you're locking your
plastic. Yeah.
You're locking the windows, correct?
Yeah, but when they lock, and this happens all summer too, Lou, they fall down from the top.
You mean when they're unlocked?
No, locked. I know. You would think when they're unlocked, but even when I lock them, they fall down from the top. The whole, I don't know, it's like the weight of it. And so I unlock them, I push the top back up, and then I lock them again, and, you know, like a week later, they slip down again.
Really?
Not until the window's open, but...
Right, but it's not sealed.
It's not sealed, no.
Well, I mean, that's... Yeah, that and how old are these windows?
I've been here going on this year will be 10 years.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah. You know, if they're vinyl windows, although you said they're wood on the inside, I mean, that when they're locked, right. A lot of times what can happen is the locking mechanism, you know, the windows over the time can warp, they can become misshapen, and when the locks don't set correctly. So adjustments can be made, but you need a really good, carpenter slash really good handyman to come out to, see what they can do to help you make these work and operate a little bit better.
Okay, so get new locks maybe.
Well,
yeah, I was even thinking of putting a lock on the top.
Right, the locks can be replaced. There are typically with double hungs, you can do different types of locks to help grab a little bit better, you know, and hold a little bit better. And so a good carpentry contractor and or handyman, a good place to go look to start, I mean, you're down on the south side, is the NARI website, NARI.org.
Okay.
That's the National, NARI dot O-R-G. Okay. Plug in your zip code, and then... a handyman service or a carpentry contractor that works down on the south side that's a member, it would be someone you could call to see if that's something they could help you with.
Yeah, I sure will, because it's really an issue.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, it's an energy waster, you know, if those windows are open.
So many windows.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. That's probably the best. I would try doing that first and see if you can get those adjusted. That way you can... seal that up and not have to buy brand new windows if you don't want, and get those to work a little bit more efficiently for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let's take another quick call. Here's Tony. Tony, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How you doing?
Good, sir. How can I help you?
I like seeing you on WGN in the morning, but you had what you put in your car for the winter?
Yes, sir.
And you were talking about how you put it in your car for your daughter because she's going off to college and this and that. But you had an air pump that was there.
And I misquoted the price.
No. It had a electrical cord on it that's about 6 inches long.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that could pull up to an outlet. That's a full off of their car.
Yeah, you know what? That's funny that you say that. So I did a segment on Friday about, you know, preparing your car. My whole point about that air pump is Black & Decker makes this little air pump that is this nice little electric air pump. It actually also has a fitting that you can plug into the car lighter.
Yeah, but you didn't show that.
No. But I didn't mean to that. My point was not to keep that in the car. It was to use that to you know, when you see that the tire pressure is low, it's a nice thing to have at home so that you can do it yourself. Now, two things. I misquoted the price. I said it's $25. It's actually $50. I don't know, it's early in the morning. I made a mistake. But the thing that drives me crazy about that is there's just that little bitty cord. And so you always need an extension cord. And I think the reason they do that is you can store it all, like there's a little top that you can put everything in there, even the plug for the I never use the plug on the for the lighter, but they give you this short little cord, so you have to use an extension cord on it. But I got to tell you, I use that thing all the time at my house to put air in the tires, and it works great.
Oh, yeah, I imagine it does, but it was just funny because...
The cord
was
so short.
These are some of the things that we put in her car, so she could use them.
No, I appreciate you busting my chops on that, Tony. Make sure you never call back again. 9:21 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
another Saturday morning on WGN Radio. And that means you're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, that's me. 925 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show. Kathy and Judy coming up at 10 o'clock. Then the Wintrust Business Lunch at noon. And John Williams at 1. Daniela. Daniela or Danielle?
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Lou.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How's beautiful Lake Bluff today?
It is. It's getting a little sunny, but it's kind of overcast.
Yeah.
Kinda not so good.
It's winter.
I know. It's Chicago.
Why do we live here? No, it's Lake Bluff. See, she said it.
I love you, Danielle.
You tell people you're from Chicago, don't you?
I do, because nobody knows where Lake Bluff is.
I know. Couldn't you just say I'm from a suburban, I'm from the suburbs of Chicago? You just, because it's not cool, right? You want to be cool like us.
No, that's not it.
It is. You want to be, because she admitted it. She just admitted it.
I did.
You thought Danielle was your friend, but she's not. She knows.
I didn't say that.
How can I help you, Danielle, my friend?
My husband and I are buying my parents' house in Lombard, and we're moving in a couple weeks.
Wow. Congratulations.
We've actually been to your Villa Park Ace quite a few times in this updating process.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing some updating to the living room, and they have a vaulted ceiling, and it's also a popcorn ceiling.
Right.
So how do we get that popcorn off of the ceiling?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Are you a physically fit young lady?
Yes.
All right, good, because you're going to need it all.
Do you like
grape nuts?
Not particularly.
All right, well, you're going to need a good breakfast, because the only way to get this off is to scrape it and sand it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I will tell you that the easiest thing to do is you're updating it, like the house is empty now?
Yes.
No. Yeah, it is.
It is.
Okay. So in this room, is it a relatively large room?
It's a large room. It's a living room, dining room combo. It's
how tall would you say the vaulted ceiling is at its peak?
It's probably 30 feet, maybe.
Oh, wow.
We have a really tall ladder that I can get up to it.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of the easier ways to do this is to rent something called a baker's scaffolding, which is this little rolling scaffold that it's like a platform that you can stand on and you can move around. The problem is the height of it. I mean, you can stack them, but now it's crazy. Mm-hmm. The easiest thing to do is this. Go up on that ladder, take a spray bottle with water, spray an area, okay, with some water, give it a couple minutes, and then take a 6-inch scraping knife and start scraping.
Okay.
Then, while you're still in that spot and it's going to fall to the ground, you know, put some tarps down, you're going to lightly sand that area. And the trick is you don't want to gouge the ceiling, but you're going to have to do some patching.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going to work a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. Is the popcorn just not in great shape, or you just don't like it?
I'm fine with it. My husband doesn't like it, so he wants it to go. It's been up there since the 80s, so I'm hoping that'll be easier to take off.
Yeah, but more than likely, they've painted the ceiling.
Yes, they have.
So, you know, that paint makes it a little bit more difficult to get rid of. But I will tell you that it really all depends on what it's like. You know, in other words, you're going to know pretty quickly, wow, I can scrape this off pretty easily, or it might be easier for me to sand it. If you're going to do the sanding, what I'll tell you that works well is buy a 1/4-inch vibrating sander, like a pad sander.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a 1/4-inch sheet of paper, use a medium grit paper, and if you notice that the sanding works better than that, then you're just going to, you're going to want to wear eye protection and a mask.
Okay.
And just work a section at a time. You may have to do a little patching with some joint compound, and then when you go to repaint it, you know, you use a dead flat ceiling paint with at least a 3/8-inch nap roller.
Okay, I have those.
And the other thing that I will tell you on a ceiling in particular, you can buy paint that goes on as a color and turns white.
With
oh,
a
really?
Large ceiling like that, it's the way to go. Ace makes one called Simply Magic, and it goes on like a light blue, and you can see where you're going and you're covering, and then as it dries, it turns white.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, and in particular with what you're doing, it's the better way to go.
Okay.
Do me a favor. Hang on a second. I don't want you to hang up because we're going to send you a Mr. Fix-It Loose Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsop, and created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Lou.
Don't go away. We'll get that to you right now. 9:31 in the morning. Time now for WGN Radio News. Not sponsored. Just got to make sure. Upstairs, here's Veronica Carter.
An emergency management official says I-75 south of Lexington, Kentucky is reopened after a snowstorm stranded drivers in the vehicles for hours. No deaths or injuries reported. In Pennsylvania, officials say there are pockets of stranded motorists in the westbound lanes at the Turnpike, and the National Guard's been called out. National Weather Service says the storm battering New Jersey is causing some moderate coastal flooding, with some areas of major flooding possible. Tens of thousands without power along the coast after the storm brought high winds and heavy snow. Metra's begun putting Wi-Fi hotspots on select train cars as part of an 11-car test run the transit agency announced last fall. They'll complete installing Wi-Fi in signs notifying passengers of the service in a few weeks. Plan to require a doctor's prescription for cold medicine in Indiana has been scaled back. Bill to stop the sale of pseudoephedrine over the counter has been tweaked. The new version classifies it in a way that allows most people to buy it, but pharmacists would have the authority to require a prescription for anyone who looks suspicious. Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Isn't that profiling?
I read that this morning, and I was like, really? So that's next. We're going to see lawsuits over, you know, you go to the pharmacy to get your cold tablets, and someone says, nah, you don't look right, buddy.
Yeah. That seems like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
It's Indiana.
Said from someone who lives
yes.
in Indiana.
Yes.
cold Chicago winter weather is here, and when the weather outside is frightful, is there anything more delightful than spending time with your family around a warm fire in the fireplace? No. But it's important to have your chimney cleaned and professionally inspected. Go with the pros at Lindeman Chimney Company. For over 45 years, Lindeman has set the standard for professionalism and customer care. To keep your system efficient and safe for use, Lindeman Chimney recommends cleaning every 36 fires. Think about that. When's the last time you had your chimney professionally cleaned? Well, it's time to get it done. And as a special for WGN listeners, you simply choose Lindeman for your cleaning, and you're going to receive a season's worth of premium kiln-dried select hardwood. It's the finest firewood available, and it's yours absolutely free. Just mention WGN. Call today to schedule a chimney cleaning appointment. Phone number is 877-WOOD-890. That's 877-WOOD-890. Or log on to cleanfireplace.com. That's cleanfireplace.com. Lindeman Chimney. It's a name you can trust.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
Who wants to talk? Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
We love when you text us at 312-981-7200, but not when you drive. We got a bunch of text messages today. Lindsay's going to read them. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? It's amazing to me when I drive around how many people are texting and driving. It is
dangerous.
Unbelievable. They're just holding their phone and they're just going to town.
Right.
Right? Stop doing it.
Stop.
Not good.
You know who you are.
We had friends last night. We went out to dinner and two of our friends that came out to dinner with us got rear-ended on their way to dinner. They were stopped in traffic.
Oh, no.
Woman in a brand new car slammed right into them while they were stopped. Now, you don't know, but
no.
I'm guaranteeing you that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You're looking down, bang, she's in a brand new car. They have a newer car. Crashed the back of it. No one got hurt, thankfully, but terrible.
It stinks.
Come on. Call. It's simple, like when you call here. Talk on the phone.
Right.
Hands free.
Okay, so we did just get some texts.
Okay,
hopefully
good.
They weren't driving.
Driving, right?
Okay. Okay, 630, can anything be done for the condensation in a metal mailbox? It is causing damp mail.
In a metal mailbox where?
Like at the end of the driveway, you've got a metal mailbox.
It's getting condensation.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing.
I would say it's a metal mailbox that's a sleeve going into the house. You should get zero condensation of a metal mailbox that's at the end of the road because there's no heat source. It's okay, everything's well, the same temperature.
I mean, I just made that up.
I know you did, but I appreciate that. So the issue is this. If it's a metal mailbox that has a sleeve that comes into the house, or it's a metal mailbox that's a sleeve in the door, you need to insulate the flap on the inside of the house with some weather stripping. We want to limit the amount of heat transfer from the inside of the house out. The problem is if it's metal on the inside, it still transfers some, but the draftiness of it is what causes a lot of it. It's more prevalent when the temperatures really drop, but a little bit of insulation will go a long way.
That's what they say. Okay, next. It is 815. In a shower with a base and a tile surround, the grout in one corner is missing a few chunks. Must I use grout to replace that, or can I use caulk that is the same color?
If it's the floor of the shower base, did it say floor or wall?
It says in a shower with a base and a tile surround.
Okay, if it's where the tile meets the base, that should be caulk, not grout. If it's the wall where you're missing chunks of grout, then you should replace that with grout. But it should never be, if you have a base and tile walls, that bottom joint, because the base does move and the grout will continue to come out, remove all that caulk and apply new silicone caulking in the right color. Allow it to tool it smooth and allow it to dry, and you'll get much better performance out of it.
All right, 815, I want to replace my toilet with one that is too flush, energy efficient. What brand do you recommend?
Oh, gosh. I mean, everybody makes a dual flush toilet now. I will tell you that if you want to replace the toilet, you don't have to. If you want a dual flush, you don't have to replace it. You can buy a kit to turn your existing toilet into a dual flush toilet for $25. A bunch of different makers. Flowmaster makes one. There's a company called MSI that makes one. And some you don't even have to remove the tank. And all it's on the handle itself, and it does work. It turns your existing toilet into a dual flush. If you want to replace to a dual flush and maybe then at the same time do a comfort height toilet where it's a little bit taller and easier. I mean, I think all toilets, other than when you have little kids, should be comfort height. One of the best brands, the company originally was based out of Chicago, is Gerber. And I just saw them at the International Builders Show when I was there. So we took a video of spinning toilets.
Nice.
Yeah, to be seen on Housemarque.
It's a good video.
Yeah.
847. The Lindeman chimney ad says, for cold Chicago winters. Does this mean they only service Chicago, or does that include the suburbs?
Chicago. Does this say Chicago? You're funny.
Hey, that wasn't me. That was 847.
Hold on. I'm gonna check.
I like you.
Oh, it does. It says Chicago winter. You're mm-hmm. right. Should say Chicago land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do service the suburbs. that's funny.
I know. I like
this. 877 Wood 890.
630, last one. We have an oak hardwood floor in our kitchen. One of the boards has a splinter on the side of it. How can I repair this without refinishing the entire floor?
Ooh. Well, if it's a splinter, in other words, like I can pull it out, or if it's something you can put back in, if it's something you can play, like if you held it down with your hand, take some wood glue. Like Tight Bond or Elmer's wood glue in that, and then a weight, something heavy to push down on it so that it adheres. It's going to have to dry overnight. Then you, if there's any little burrs on it, you may be able to slightly sand it with a sanding sponge just to make it nice and smooth. If it's a chunk that's missing, if you do wood putty that matches the floor, it'll look okay, but as the floor expands and contracts, it will come out again. So one trick, depending on where it's at, is you could remove that splinter altogether, lightly sand it so that it's smooth, and then with a small little artist paintbrush, take a little stain and touch that up so it stains the same color,
and it's dark and it hides it a little bit.
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Right. Yeah, you could. That's
not
hard.
I don't have the confidence.
Really?
I don't know. That's pretty... I'm crazy about my wood floors.
You are. And those plumbers you had come over, not PermaSeal, damaged it. Not happy.
I want to say their name.
No, don't.
Fine.
Don't.
Okay. It's time to take a break.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll get to your calls right after these. Gosh, I can't believe how fast this goes. Time now for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Our last caller is Donna in Schaumburg. Hi, Donna. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
We are contemplating in putting in a new water heater, and I know that you've talked about the tankless water heaters before.
I love them.
And I just want to know, I've talked to a few people, and the one guy had a contractor who refused to put it in because he said he didn't like some part of the flexible pipe or tube or something.
Okay.
I mean, are they perfected enough? And do you have any suggestions for brands? And is there somebody that you can buy from and install at the same place, or do you have to buy it on your own and then have an installer come?
No, there's a bunch of different brands out there. And I've talked a lot about the fact that the one that we have at our home is called an Eternal,
uh-huh.
and they're now out of business.
Okay.
So they had all these technical issues, and actually... when I first discovered this unit, I thought that they made the best unit out there and nobody knew about them.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of their whole technology, whatever. Well, they had some inherent design flaws, and I think they got caught with having to replace a bunch of heaters.
Okay.
Ours included, blue, while, of course, I was on a business trip, and we had to replace it. And quite frankly, I'm just waiting for this one to go as well.
Okay.
When it goes,
mm-hmm.
I will replace it with another on-demand water heater, and the one that I will replace it with is a company called Navian.
N-O-V-I-A-N?
N-A-V.
Okay.
N-A-V.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, check my spelling, please. Navian. N-A-V-I-E-N, I believe.
Okay.
When I was at the International Builders Show in Las Vegas this past week, I was in their booth looking at their unit.
Mm-hmm.
They use dual stainless steel heat exchangers. They have perfected the gas supply, which means that you only need to use 3/4-inch gas line to it. One of the things with these on-demand units is the fact that they, when they're on, they use so much, the draw is so much of a BTU draw that you typically have to increase the size of the gas line coming into the unit.
Okay.
So it's a little bit more work, and you sometimes even have to go and increase the size of the gas meter, okay?
Okay.
Which
uh-huh.
the gas company does for free, by the way.
Oh, okay, free.
But
okay,
the beauty part of it is when they're off, Donna.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so there's a little bit of a learning curve, meaning that it will take a little longer to draw the water to a particular location. One downside at our house is our master bath. It takes a while to get the hot water to the vanity.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the furthest fixture. They do offer a version that has a recirculating pump on it.
Okay.
So you can modify it all. It's a really terrific unit. It's distributed by a local company, Metropolitan Industries. Here, you go to a plumbing supply house to buy it.
Okay.
They can recommend plumbers at a plumbing supply house. You're in Schaumburg, so if you went to like a Ferguson Supply or
mm-hmm.
somebody like that, they could recommend a plumber for you to put that in.
Okay.
It's a little bit of ductwork and whatnot, but I think they're terrific, and I really think that it's the way to go.
And cost-wise, Lou?
So a tank water heater, if you have a licensed plumber come in there and put, a 50-gallon... heater,
mm-hmm.
you're probably going to spend about $1,500, maybe $1,800
okay.
to have that done. This is going to cost you $30 to $3,500.
Okay.
But it'll last 20 years.
20 years. Okay, great.
Where the tank water heater will last about 10.
Right. Ours is getting to that point, so that's why we would try and you know, do it before it happens.
Right, right.
You know, so,
right.
Okay.
Do me a favor. As our last caller, I want to send you out an event-based thermostat from our friends at American Weathermakers.
Sure.
Yeah, so hang on a second. We'll get that information. If you want more information for heating and cooling, go to AmericanWeathermakers.com. And our last call is sponsored by Townstone Financial. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Lindsay Smithwick, executive producer, and Boom Boom Bob Ferguson, engineer extraordinaire, for putting this all together and helping us. And Kathy and Judy are standing by. Hello, ladies.
Sitting by.
Sitting by?
Yeah, sitting by.
You don't
by.
Like to stand?
But, you know, some people, didn't Brandmeier always stand when he did?
I think he did. Yeah, yeah. A lot of those guys.
Well, let's try lying down radio.
Are you ladies, your ladies are moviegoers, right?
Oh, yes. My gosh, yes.
Did you see 45 Years?
That's, not yet.
That's Kathy? On my list this weekend.
Oh, I thought you'd seen it.
No, I saw Anomalisa.
What was it? Okay, well, is that how you rate the movies?
Yeah, that would.
Some people have stars, uh-huh. And some people. Write.
How would you write that?
G-H. Yeah, and I know that's not a popular artsy fartsy response to that.
Well,
movie.
I'm curious.
So you liked 45 Years? I heard you talking about
well,
it.
I didn't know. I didn't like it.
No.
It. My wife liked it, mm-hmm. And
well, was it about feelings?
It's about a marriage of 45 years.
Okay.
And a surprise.
Okay.
Huh. Oh, let me guess.
No.
Everything.
Well, I will tell you this. It makes you think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next weekend.
You got it.
At
we'll
least
talk.
One of us will have seen it.
No, I'm going to go see it too. I'm going to really try.
Excellent.